סלדנה סודה של אדם עוד היום וכן היושיע המלך יעננו מפני בחד הבא אלא אדם אמין חד ידו שלא נתמי העולם
וכנית
המלך בוקר טוב Just one halakha, actually minhag, in the Brit Milah ceremony, that Makshirei Milah, the Bileal Shema Levi, brings down. Yesh nohagim lomar besof ha-beracha, at the end of the beracha, when you make the name for the child, you bless the child, Abi HaBen that is, and they say, Yesimecha Elohim ke'eflayim v'chim nashe. He bases this on a Targum Yonatan ben Oziel in Parashat Vayechi, that on the Pasuk that when Yaakov Avinu was blessing Yosef and his grandchildren, it says, Vayibarechem bayom mahu, becha yibarech Yisrael, that the Jewish people will bless their children through your children, meaning Ephraim v'chim Nashe. But the Targum says, becha Yosef beri yibarechu niyat yinuka biyoma demehulta. The Targum says that on the day of the Milah, they will bless their children by saying, Yisimecha Elohim, Kefraim v'chim Nashe. So that's already an old source from Nishonim, the custom to give the child a blessing on the day of the Milah. Yisimecha Elohim, Kefraim v'chim Nashe. The question is, why? Why is that blessing appropriate for the day of the Brit Milah? So I saw a very interesting and beautiful explanation from the Rav called Menhat El-Azhar. He says that while Menashe was the Bechor, and therefore he should be blessed first, because after he's older than Ephraim, however, in Judaism, we don't look at status of when a person is born necessarily, because the Gemara actually says that Mutav le'adam shelo nevra, that a person would be better off if he wasn't really born. Let his soul stay in heaven rather than come down to earth, and there's great chances that he will make blunders and mistakes. However, now that he is born, the Gemara says, let him make Kiddush Hashem, and let him sanctify God's ways, and let him be observant. So therefore, while Menashe was the Bechor, Ephraim really had precedent, because we know who came from Ephraim, Yeshua ben Nun. Yeshua ben Nun is the one that made the greatest Kiddush Hashem on that day when he stopped the sun, Shemesh b'Givon Dom, and all the nations of the world saw that there's God in the world, there's a creator. So the blessing of Ephraim that comes before Menashe actually teaches us that it's not the birthday of the person that's important, it's his accomplishments. And therefore, we bless the baby not on the day that he was born. On the day that he was born, that doesn't mean anything to us. But on the day of his Brit Milah, that's the first day that he made Kiddush Hashem. That's the first day that he's sanctifying God's name, although passively, but he is the vehicle that the Kiddush Hashem is coming through. So therefore, we bless him on that day, that this is a perfect blessing. Ephraim comes before Menashe. Your accomplishments come before your age. And therefore, we wait 8 days till after you were born, because from the time he was born, he didn't really do too much, but this is the first Kiddush Hashem that you made, and therefore it is an appropriate beracha to say, Kefraim v'chim nashe. Again, this is a practice that is brought down by Makhshirei Milah, and who would want to deprive their child from this great beracha, and therefore it should be embraced, that after the Brit Milah, after the blessings, the father should put his hand on the child's head and say, Yisimecha Elohim, Kefraim v'chim nashe.